Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Alex Cole. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Lewis. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris James. Batting fourth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bo Allred. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Turner Ward. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Charles Nagy. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting sixth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ernie Riles. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Gallego. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dave Stewart. And now, play ball. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lewis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1-0. James hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lewis moves to second. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Lewis moves to third. James moves to second. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gallego scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Henderson strikes out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Henderson bunts towards third. Berga fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Henderson moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Allred is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Allred takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. There goes Allred. The throw from Steinbach and he is out, Weiss applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McGuire strikes out. one out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Riles hits a fly ball into left field. Allred settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cole is 0 for 1 in the game. Cole hits a line drive into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Huff now playing center field. Walt Weiss batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Weiss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Weiss. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Weiss steals second. Mike Gallego batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gallego bunts towards third. Berga fields it and throws to first for the out. Weiss moves to third. 1 out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berga juggles the ball. That's an error on Berga. Weiss scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. James is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. James hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson throws the ball into Gallego who tags James, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Baines moves to second. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields it and throws to second for the out. Baines moves to third. 1 out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 1 in the game. Riles hits a fly ball into left field. Allred settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Weiss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a fly ball into left field. Allred settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Allred is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Allred is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Allred hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 0 for 0 in the game. Gallego hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. One out. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Huff takes first base on ball 4. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Huff moves to third. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. James is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. James hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Huff tags and scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lewis moves to third. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berga fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McGuire hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive into left field. Allred settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Allred batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Allred is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Allred takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Steinbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Allred moves to second. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Huff is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Huff strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-2 in the game. Riles hits a fly ball into center field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Gallego batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gallego is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallego hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Weiss moves to third. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berga fields it and throws to first for the out. Weiss scores. Gallego moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Dave Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berga fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lewis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Steve Chitrin now pitching. Chris James batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. James is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. James hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berga fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Allred settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berga fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 0 for 3 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bo Allred is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Allred is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Allred hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 3 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 3 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berga fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Riles is 0 for 3 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nagy fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Weiss is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Weiss hits a line drive into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Huff is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Huff strikes out. There goes Brown. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 1 out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lewis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Lewis strikes out. 2 outs. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. James is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. James hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Olin now pitching. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gallego is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. James scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Henderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. James settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson, who is chasing the ball. Bell reaches third base with a triple. Joe Klink now pitching. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga is 0-for-4 in the game. Berga hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Bo Allred is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Allred is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Allred bunts towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Gallego covering, for the out. Berga moves to second. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-4 in the game. Alomar is walked intentionally. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ward is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riles fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Alomar moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Manto now playing first base. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Canseco strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Wilson pinch runs for Harold Baines. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Alomar for a passed ball. Wilson moves to second. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Doug Jones now pitching. Lance Blankenship pinch runs for Mark McGuire. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-4 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ward. Steinbach reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. Blankenship goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.